Yesterday on the program, we got an update on an American law that affects dual citizens in Canada. It's called FATCA, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, and it's supposed to catch tax evaders. But it also has many Canada-US dual citizens in a panic. That's because the U.S. requires them to file tax returns every year, which many of them don't do. Lots of people don't even know it's expected, in fact. And then FATCA makes it easier for Uncle Sam to find and punish them and to get help from the Canadian government, which now requires banks to seek and disclose account holders with ties to the U.S. The group we heard from yesterday wants the new federal government to revisit those rules. Today, I am joined by a dual citizen who is affected. Véronique Schinder joins me now in studio. Hi there.
Hi, Alan.
People become dual citizens in a lot of ways. What's your story?
Well, I have a father who's born in the United States, a mother that is Canadian. And luckily, I was offered the opportunity when I was young to become a dual citizen. So my father obtained my citizenship, and I was born in Canada, never lived in the United States. And so I have the luck of having this dual citizenship.
And in kindergarten, did they tell you one day you will have to file tax returns? Did anybody ever tell you this?
No, no one told me.
Did you ever work or live in the U.S.?
No, I'm waiting for retirement. I'm going to move to sunny California.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, there's a plan. That's good. So how did you find out about FATCA?
My father actually informed me the year it came out, July 2014. They brought the agreement forward and we were to comply with that.
Okay. And what was the reaction?
A bit of frustration, confusion. You don't know what to do, where to start. So you start by looking for somebody that can prepare U.S. taxes in Canada. And that alone is something that's very hard to do.
Hard? Why?
It's almost impossible to find anybody to prepare taxes here. So if you're going to do your Canadian taxes, you can just go to your H&R Block or any other tax preparer, for example. But for United States taxes, there's no one here or no one I was able to find that was able to do it at a affordable cost.
Okay. Can you get somebody, can you get an American to take on your case?
Possibly. I didn't find anybody that was able to do that. So I went through another organization, which was the only people I could find. But it ended up costing me several thousand dollars to do 3 years worth of taxes, which was the standard requirement when it came into effect.
Several thousand dollars to the accountants?
To the accountant to do my taxes.
And how much were you actually paying? Not to the accountant, but how much were your taxes itself?
Well, my taxes, I didn't actually have anything to declare because...
So you didn't owe anything?
I didn't owe anything.
You just needed to pay this money to the accountants?
Exactly.
To say, now it's all clear.
That's right, exactly. And so I was thinking, oh, maybe, you know, for my 2014 taxes, I could do them myself. Just follow the forms that I was given by the tax preparers.
Right.
And unfortunately, they changed the forms that we had to fill out. And there's several forms, and it's extremely complicated to navigate all those forms. It's not like in Canada, where you have just your provincial and federal tax that you need to prepare. So in the States, you have many forms you have to prepare. And so as somebody that's, you know, intimidated by taxes to begin with, so doing the U.S. taxes, I'm having a really hard time.
So it's not that your finances are particularly complicated to file?
No, I have very simple finances, not particularly any investments. I'm newly married, so that may pose an issue with my next tax return.
Okay, but but it's just the actual process is so complicated, so you need to bring somebody in, which is where the money...
It's almost impossible to do yourself, unless you have a financial background, which I do not.
Okay, so are you up to date with U.S. tax filing now?
Well, unfortunately, last year I wasn't able to find somebody that was able to prepare them, so I have to admit that I'm actually late for my last year's taxes, and that actually carries very high penalty fees. So
how high?
I was informed it's several hundreds, if not thousands. But that all depends on if you
penalty?
Owe money. Yeah.
But you don't owe anything.
That's exactly right.
But you could still get the penalty.
Yes.
For not having paid it. How difficult is it going to be to keep up then?
At this point, if I can just find somebody that specializes in U.S. tax preparation, then I'd be happy to do this and my taxes and comply. But I would do them every year if I need to. But if they could just streamline the procedure and make it easier for people to do it and at least offer resources on their website, I wasn't able to find anything.
Have you reached out to the U.S. government? Is there any agency that you can reach out to say, hey, can I get help?
It hasn't been that easy either. I've had my father help me with them, and he even was having a hard time. He's filed taxes for many years, ever since he's moved to Canada from the United States. So he even was having trouble navigating these forms and everything. So even he had a hard time, and he's in a different region completely. So going through the U.S. Embassy, they can guide you, point you towards the right direction, and help you find the right forms.
So you did go through the embassy.
That's right. You can go through the embassy. They'll point you towards the right forms. But when it comes to preparing the forms, they can't suggest anybody.
How do you feel right now about having to go through the paperwork, the expense?
It's a little frustrating. I mean, I'm happy to, you know, do my Canadian taxes, and it's actually quite simple. But with this whole new process, I'm feeling a bit reluctant and a little nervous now that I haven't even completed my last year's taxes. So
it's funny because we've heard from other listeners who just kind of keep their head down and hope that nobody finds them, essentially. Is that a temptation?
I mean, of course, it's a temptation like any other taxes, right? But the penalty for that is so high that I wouldn't risk it. And also, the agreement with this FATCA agreement in the United States and Canada, banking institutions are mandated to provide information to the United States. So they will actually get in touch with you to say that you have not filed your taxes.
After the interview we had yesterday, we heard from a dual citizen who said she's been filing U.S. taxes since moving here in the 60s and that the U.S. return is not cheap to do, but I figured it's the cost of being a dual citizen. What do you think of the argument that filing taxes is just the price you have to pay for the privilege of U.S. citizenship?
To some degree, I agree with that. But the thing is, if they made it easier to be able to navigate these forms and at least, you know, have some kind of resources to get them done, I'm happy to do them. But it's so hard that, I mean, it almost makes it impossible to comply. And on top of it, there's the option of renouncing your citizenship, and doing so comes with a fee. So not only did we have to do 3 years of taxes when it came into effect, but now you actually have to do 5 years of taxes, should you wish to renounce, and pay a fee, which has increased by 422%. Just last year.
And how much is it now?
It is $2,350 US
to renounce
on top of the fee you have to pay to prepare your taxes.
Wow. All right. Véronique, thank you for coming in. Best of luck.
My pleasure.
With what happens next. Véronique Schinder, Canada-US dual citizen. We're hoping to get comment from the federal government on this issue later this week. In the meantime, feel free to keep sending us your stories of how FATCA is affecting you, why you do or don't support the Canadian government's decision to enforce it. That's all in a day at cbc.ca, or you can tweet us, CBC All In A Day.